January to Love December.
Talk Radio.
A calendar of God started when the children of Israel came out of bondage. And he said the evening and the morning would be the first day, which means God began their day in the evening by the judgment of the moon. Why? Because the sun is an unchanged nature, Pastor Benny. It rises in the east and it sets in the west every single day, every year, and nothing about it changes. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was listening to a little bit of Juanita Bynum. I don't know if you could hear it or not. It was very low. My system is low. But I wanted to, this morning, good morning. You are live on Jamie's Journal. This is your journal strategist. Good morning, good morning. This is Monday already. It's the 22nd, 2014. Let me get my calendar out. Woo, we got, what, two more days? We got Wednesday, and we got Friday, and we'll be into March. There's some things that I wanted to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, because I did tell a couple of people to tune in, so hopefully they're listening to me right now. But I wanted to talk to you this morning, and this was on my mind. I know everyone watched the Oscars last night. It was all over, you know, the world. Oh, my God, look at the Oscars. Look at the dresses. Look at this. Look at that. But before I get to that, I just want to say in May, we are celebrating women that have businesses, that have network marketing businesses. We are celebrating them. And I wanted to let you know that I made a decision to celebrate the mompreneurs. Dr. Arlene Spann will be with us shortly. She had an appointment this morning. So I have the floor for a little bit again. So, ladies and gentlemen, there was a few things that I wanted to say. But first, I wanted to tell you that if you register today, if you email me and you register today, you are included in getting a free journal from me. I am doing a book on mompreneurs, pushing mompreneurs. I'm writing it right now. It is getting done. So it will be out by May. Actually, it'll be out probably before May. But I just wanted to make sure you understood and you registered. It's only $10. $10 to register. So you want to tell your girlfriends, your friends, everybody that you know who has a business. You can come on here. You can talk about anything you want. Business-wise, I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about business. Let me reframe from saying that. Business, network marketing, or you could come and tell your testimony or your story. Let me not say anything, all right? This is Jamie's Journal, so you can't come on saying anything, you know. I'm the host, and that's all I'm going to say. But this morning, you want to tell everyone to tune in. I couldn't get to my Facebook page for some odd, crazy reason. But tell everybody to tune in. We only have two more days. Ladies and gentlemen, me and Dr. Arlene have been giving you calls to action. She has written a book. I have written a couple books. And, oh, my goodness, this mompreneur's book is going to be hot. I'm telling you now. So you want to email me. JamiesJournal@gmail.com, JAIMES Journal@gmail.com. You want to register ASAP. I'm telling you, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot every day of the week. We're going to have mompreneurs coming on, telling testimonies, telling their stories, telling things that you want to hear, because it's all about the mompreneur today. We I remember back then we talked about mompreneurs, but now more than ever, excuse me for one second. Excuse me. And I'm working on this diligently. So what am I saying? I'm saying in May we're going to have a mompreneurs show, mompreneurs thing, and you want to make sure that you are registered. I wish I excuse myself for one more minute. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick to what I said I was going to do this morning. So this mompreneurs thing is coming up, and it's coming up strong. We're going to be registering people in. All you have to do is email me. Just email me. It's not hard. It's not. Just email me and let me know that you want to come, and I'll make a way for you to come. It's on the radio. So for those of you who don't want to do it on the radio, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say. If you would like to advertise, you can advertise on my show as well. It's $25 to advertise if you would like to advertise. And that's all I have to say about that. But I'm going to get into today's lesson. And like I was saying, the Oscars last night, because that was something that was big. Oh, my goodness. The dresses were beautiful. Everyone was, you know, fit and tight. Everything, see every inch on everybody. So, you know, people worked to get into that number one dress. Size two. So I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying you see everything. You see everything, to the boobs, to the butt, to the midsection. You just see everything. And Oprah was sitting in the front. She was the wealthy person, always sitting in the front with her hot man, you know. But I wanted to talk about some things that that we didn't see last night. What didn't we see from the Oscars last night? And I'm going to keep on posting this during the day until you ladies and gentlemen understand what I'm talking about. Okay. So when you see the Oscars, you see all this funny stuff. You see all this. You saw the nicotine, whatever. You know, because it's Channel 6. Hello? You won't see that. You know, look back in the day at the Oscars. You never would see that. But now all of a sudden you see everything. But we ain't gonna go more into that. We ain't gonna go into more detail on that. Because this is 2015. So what I'm saying is, what are some key people that you didn't see? Bill Cosby, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks. You didn't see them, did you? But you saw Eddie Murphy, you saw Kevin Hart, you saw Steve, what's his name, you know. You didn't see Steve Martin. But what I'm saying is, Eddie Murphy, when you looked at Eddie Murphy last night at the Oscars, I don't know if anyone noticed, I like their faces. Eddie Murphy didn't have a smiling face. You didn't even see Tyler Perry last night. Everybody, Eddie Murphy didn't have a smiling face. I'm getting hot, y'all. Everybody didn't have a smiling face. And recently, I feel bad, honestly. Y'all, this is a heart-to-heart thing that we're doing today. Today is Monday, Motivational Monday, and I just want to say a few things about the Oscars and about the glamour and all this crap, as, you know, which is fine, you know. You always see the good parts. And this is what I was saying on my other show. I have two shows. I have a how-to radio show, and I have this show. This show was, I'm going on, 3 years, I believe, on this show. Excited. And one of the things that I experienced throughout getting this show started, pushing to get my show started and things happening is, you didn't see the downside. You didn't see the downtimes. You didn't see the dirt times. But you always see the glamour. You always see and this is where fear comes in. This is where fear starts. This is where fear starts. You see everybody with the glamour. It's like a preacher. You see everybody on the top. You see everybody with this three-piece suit. You see everybody with the dress. You see everybody with the shape. You see you just see everything. You see everything. The lights. Ooh, look at him. Ooh, I would like to meet him one day. Ooh, look at Tyler Perry. I would like to meet him. Tall, handsome. But you don't see the downside. And this is where, ladies and gentlemen, the fear sets in. This is where the fight to even get on a radio show, the fight just to get on a video, fight just to get out of our comfortable state of mind. Everybody's looking at the TV. No one's saying, "Well, how can I get out of my comfort zone? How can I get out of my comfort zone? I'm sitting here looking at the TV. How can I get out of my comfort zone and stop watching people on TV?" You didn't see Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey ain't really an actress, but he's a comedian like Eddie Murphy. You know what I mean? Some people didn't say Sinbad. And I know Bill Cosby would never show up on this. I know this for a reason because of the incident that happened. And I just wanted to talk a little about that because that's what I'm saying. Everybody sees the bright side of things. Everybody sees the bright side. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, but no one sees the downside. Nobody sees the side that you really don't want to see. No one sees the times you were laying on the bed saying, "How am I going to get into this dress?" Nobody sees the times you were doing 10 miles a day trying to fit into the dress. No one sees the times you're crying saying, "I'm hungry, I'm hungry." Nobody sees that. The times you had to go to McDonald's because you didn't have any food. Nobody sees that. Nobody sees it. Everybody sees the glamour side. And now you see Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, you remember Bill Cosby back in the day? He used to have the show, the Bill Cosby show. You remember him? Now, all of a sudden, there's a big scene talking about, well, you know, Bill Cosby, guess what he did to me, and you know what he did to me. And let me read you some of what I've just recently seen, because I did some research this morning on Bill Cosby, because it's so hurting to me. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Okay, so I researched Bill Cosby. It says, USA Today, another show has been nixed on the Bill Cosby comedy tour. Bill Cosby was born July 12, 1937, PA. Bill Cosby, well, actually, you know the story. You know the story, ladies and gentlemen. It's been all over the news. I'm not even going to go any further. You know the story. You know the story. People said that people drug me, people move me, people, you know, ladies said, oh, my God, he raped me and he drugged me up. He did this, he did that. I just don't understand it. I just don't believe it. After 20, 30 years, okay, stop right there. I abused you. And you're going to come to me in 20, 30 years? Something wrong. Just to me, if you want to call in, you can call in 626-696-8566. You can call in, press 1 if you want to call in and speak about this. I'm only going to give you till about 10:30, maybe 10:40. Come on and speak about it. We're going to talk about 10, 15 minutes. I keep on forgetting the live chat, too. I know y'all going to get me like, how is she not putting the live chat? You know, you caught up. I got the live chat out. Because sometimes I switch pages, y'all, and when I'm switching pages, I can't be all, you know, ooh, he said this, ooh, you know. But Bill Cosby, this dude, I just feel sorry for him because I know in the years that I've been abused, the years that I've been harassed, the years that I've been even touched the wrong way, I've told somebody. I didn't go 20, 30 years and then say it. I went before even the year was up. I don't know if you ever heard my story on abuse. I was abused 5 times. I was abused 5 times. And it looks like my chat screen is not opening up for some crazy reason, because I don't have a flash. I don't have a flash, y'all. So, if you want, you can inbox my Facebook page and we can chat on there. And my Facebook page ain't working either. So, I don't know what's going on. But, anyhow, this thing on Bill Cosby just hit me this morning because I was thinking about what to write, what to talk about. So I want you to get your pen and paper out, and I just want you to write this down. If you've ever been abused, if you've ever been raped, if you've ever been harassed, then you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. You understand that life. Okay, so I've recently written a book on abused, Breaking the Abuse. I've recently written a book, and I gave you a call to action earlier this month, and I'm telling you again, if you would like the book, and it's free for today, you can email me again, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I will give you a free copy of it. In the back is a journal. And some other steps to get through just being abused. Because being abused is not a thing that you want to, go year after year after year not being clear on what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to be in this life today. It's a scary thing, ladies and gentlemen, if I've been abused and raped, and I ask myself, why am I here? It is a very, very scary thing, especially if you're not saved. It is a very scary thing. Because it was even scary for me. After the first and second time I got touched the wrong way, I said, look, God, why am I here? Daddy, why am I here? Why am I here? Why do I have to still go through this? What's going on? And the one thing I could say is, you don't speak up. You don't speak up. If somebody rapes you, if someone touches you the wrong way, okay, it's only going to take me maybe not even a day to say something. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this thing about Bill Cosby waited over 30, 40 years after he did like 100 shows. Then all of a sudden everyone was saying, he touched me too. He drummed me up too. He did this and he did that, and I can't understand and I don't know why. And oh my God, my life is so horrible. Well, 20, 30 years, really? Or are you just lying to get some money in your pocket? I'm just being real. This is a heart-to-heart conversation. And you go onto the Facebook page, my fan page, and write on it and say, yes, I agree once I get in it. But I'm telling you this morning, if you were ever abused, if you were ever touched the wrong way, if you, I'm dead serious now. I shared my story before, and I'm going to share it again. The first time I was abused was in church. The second time I got abused, it started at my job. It started going around in circles, around in circles, around in circles. And eventually I said, you know what? I think it was 2011, and this guy was still touching me, pulling me in the fitting room while I was trying to work. I said, I'm done. I could have called my brother and said, hey, I need you to come up, you know, to the job. But I said, no, that's not worth it. And here's what happened. Here's what happened, because I have about another half an hour. Dr. Arlene Spann, I don't know if she's going to make it today, but here's my story. My last 6 years of being at this job, okay? And I say, I really want this job. I really want this job. It's near Christmas. Well, not Christmas. It was near Thanksgiving. And I said, I've been through a lot, so I think I'm going to go get this job. You know, when I first started, there was this guy. He looked cute, and we started going out. And then one day, it was gone. I said, okay, guys, what is that? I'm like, are you serious? What is it? He don't love me no more? What's going on? So that was one thing. I was like, oh, my God. It was good. It, you know, we held hands. You know, the love thing, whatever. So then, when I first started, too, back in whatever the date was from 2011, 6 years, 5 years ago, I was working in the men's department, and men were coming around saying, hey, baby, what you doing tonight? Excuse me? Sir, do you want a tie? Sir, how can I help you? Can I have your number? No, you can't have my number. I'm here working. I'm in the store working. Do I need to call my manager? And before I knew it, he walked away. There was a couple guys just being, you know, I don't know what you call horny. I don't know. Whatever. So I kept on working there. And I just out of nowhere, this guy, I don't even think he was a manager at the time. He started getting to know me year after year, and, you know, wink his eye, and he was always working downstairs with a bunch of men, you know, all this, you know, whatever, men stuff. And, you know, their mattresses, and, you know, like, whatever. Sometimes I just didn't want to go, I needed to go to the bathroom, and he just be standing there, hey, you know. And come to make a long story short, during the holidays, he you know, he started to come around more because he was, I guess he got promoted or something and everything. And, you know, I was like, well, whatever. You know, I was like, well, I'm coming to do my job, you know. Sometimes I'll be at work, and I honestly, I will be fasting for half a day. Like, okay, I don't need him on me. I don't need him touching me. I don't need him around me. So I will fast and pray sometimes that he would not be around. And sometimes he really wouldn't. I was like, yes, okay, all right. He's not around. So I fasted, I prayed. Whew, all right. So a half a day would go by, and then he would show up. I was like, oh, great. Oh, my goodness, here we go. So during the course of time, I don't know how many years he did this. Sometimes I'd be trying to put clothes away in the men's department, and he would just push me in the print room and kiss and whatever else. And I was like, okay, I'm not feeling you. Get off of me. And you know, I don't know if you understand. Some people say, well, why did you let him do it? I didn't let him do anything. I didn't let him do anything. I was going the opposite way, and he would push me in the way in his direction. I wouldn't do anything. It was his fault. And then he would blame it on me because he's coming into the fit room. He thinks, you know, he explains to security that's my fault. Okay, yeah. So I push myself in the room, and I'm kissing and all this other stuff on myself, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, year after year after year, and I'm like, okay, God, really, I'm supposed to be here? Really, I'm supposed to be doing this? Gee, I guess no one wants to call in. No one wants to press that number one and speak on Bill Cosby. Because it's a tragedy. It's really something that I've never seen such craziness in my life. But my story on abuse was so hard on myself that I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell nobody. That was the problem. When you're abused, you got to speak up. And that was one of my problems. And eventually one time I got so fed up at work, I did. I spoke up. I spoke to my manager. I said, look, I got to talk to you for a second. And, you know, women, oh, well, you know, what is it? Can't you just tell me on the floor? Can't you just, you know, trying to rush me because you got 10 things going on. Well, can't you just tell me now? Well, I said, no, I need to talk to you upstairs in your office. She said, oh, okay. So as we were walking upstairs, I said, look, I said, I don't know if you know this or not, but this guy is pushing me in the fitting room when I'm working in this area. Oh, really? Do you tell him to stop? No. I tell him to keep on going. And you know how most mariners are. Oh, I think you like it. Oh, I think you like it because you're smiling. Well, what am I supposed to do? Cry on the floor and roll around? What am I supposed to do? Act like a baby? I'm standing here telling you this story, telling you, not a story, but I'm telling you what's going on, and you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. I was telling a couple other ladies in the area. Oh, Jamie, he's just playing. He's just playing. Oh, yeah. I was like, mm-hmm, okay, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So I said, okay, he's just playing. And I got this scar on my face. I just got this scar on my neck. He's just playing. Okay. 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 Nobody understood. No, because it didn't happen to them. It happened to me. See, the women were working on the store area. There was two levels to the store. There was the first level and the second level. The second level was downstairs where all the men, you know, they're working all crazy and horny and whatever. And that's why I would never like to work down there. And I every single time I worked down there, I was like, I said, no, I don't want to work down there. I want to work up here. I don't want to be stuck in some corner, you know, legs all open and everything. No, sorry on that stuff. But I'm serious. This is my job, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I want to handle my business, and if he comes at me again, I'm going to get my knife and swipe his behind. Oh, yeah, it's serious. So he kept on doing it. You know, and you know, if I bought a weapon in the store, really, they would carry me away. So this is the one of many instances that I had in the mall. This is one of the many instances. This was not the only instance. let me tell you that way. There was a couple other times where just crazy people. Just, hey, how you? What? Hi, get out of here, move. You know, and you gotta understand, I am still young. I'm 20 years old, so no. I feel like I'm 20 today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And God has brought me a long way. But I want you to understand that this is the story that never ends. And I need you to understand right now, you may know somebody who's been abused. You may know somebody who's been raped. You may know somebody. You may be in this area and you don't understand it. Because you're not supposed to understand it. You're not supposed to understand everything that comes your way. So here I am. I don't know what age I am when all this stuff started happening, but I know I was in my teens. And this is the scariest thing. This is not easy. You may think, five times. Oh, well. Yeah, because it didn't happen to you. Oh, this Bill Cosby thing, it's not that big. Yeah, it is big. Because if he was doing all that back in the day, speak up. Speak up. Don't wait till 10, 20 years later and then say, oh, guess what? Tyler Perry just raped me. Can you believe that? Like, what the? Really? You want to tell me this now? Like, you knew Tyler Perry. But what I'm saying is you got to speak up. Speak up. And what do I mean? Despite how hurt, despite how much you feel like you're the victim, you're not the victim. The enemy is the victim. You don't have to stay the victim. You, ladies and gentlemen, don't have to stay the victim. And a lot of times I curl up and I say, I don't want to hear no one else's story. I don't want to hear no one else. I don't want to hear it. I don't. When I heard this about Bill Cosby, I said, really? 30, 40 years, really? Let me try that. Let me try that, really. Because I was getting to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where, really, seriously, on this job, if I wasn't that stupid, I should have called the police. It was that serious. The manager didn't believe me because that was stupid. Oh, he's only playing around. He's not doing nothing. Okay. She was short, like, well, actually, no, she was shorter than I was. All y'all who know me, I ain't that short. But this is just the icing on the cake. I mean, I can tell you many other stories. I just want to say, you know what? Why am I here? Why am I here at this point in time telling you a story that I've been through for 5 years? 5 years, five times. 5 years it took me to really say, you know what, I'm fed up. Let another man touch me. Let another man ooh. Please, Popo. He'll be begging. I'm so nope, not no more. Get out of here. So why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because you probably know somebody who's going through it. You probably know somebody who's handling it the wrong way. You're probably knowing somebody. And there's somebody in everybody's life that is going through the abuse, that is going through the harassment. And I lived up in a Christian home. Well, you know, it's just for, you know, it's not for, yeah, it is. You got to be careful anywhere you are, whether you're in a Christian home or not. I have a background in preachers. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and your future. I keep on reading that scripture because it keeps on reminding me that God has a plan for me and my future, and he does for you too. This was a heart-to-heart talk today, a heart-to-heart talk about abuse, because I don't appreciate what Bill Cosby has been through. He's done a lot in this world, and then all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, like, who are you? If I ever get raped again, if I ever go through this again, guess what? Popo is going to be on his way. Because the first time when I said something, the guy, the one who, he didn't believe me. He was like, what? No, he didn't. Oh, so I'm sitting here lying to you? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have time to lie. I don't have time. Really? Yeah, really. Write that down. Jamie Cooper, Jamie C, I hate my last name. Jamie C does not have time to sit here and lie. I don't have time. I don't have time. So if you want to sit here and laugh, you can laugh. But when it happens to you, don't come to me running because this happened to you. Don't do it. I'm standing for something that I believe is shouldn't be happening for all females today. And it's hard for me even to say. I wasn't planning to get on here and talk about my abusive situations. Five times. 5 years. Five. Think about this. Write this down. If you have been abused five times, where would you be? You'd probably be in a river. Probably hear my sister's dog. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to close this out, and I want to close it out with a heart-to-heart conversation for you, understanding that every show I do is always, I always think about you and the things that you have in mind and you are going through. This month, we had a special guest. We had Mr. Unstoppable. He did an unstoppable job. Mr. Terrence Leffridge, which was, I believe, last week on the 16th, last week. So I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that abuse is not for just some people. Everybody goes through it. But the one thing I do want you to remember is that you've got to speak up or get out. Speak up or get out. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody in their right mind should be going through this. But you do. No matter if it's a job, no matter if it's family, no matter if it's friends, you just think, it's just a hug. And that's meant you know, guess what? God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I want you to take away this, that I want you to promise me that everybody in your family, you tell them if someone touches you the wrong way, or them the wrong way, or the girl or the boy the wrong way, that they'll tell you. Because I have two nephews, and devil is a liar. So you understand, there's kids out here today. There's kids out here today. There's girls out here today. Everybody's not going to live in a Christian home. I lived in a Christian home, I still got abused. I still got raped. I still got harassed. I still got threatened. I was sitting right here in my room. And this guy going to get on a couple of stupid guys, going to get on the phone early in the morning and start threatening me. Out of nowhere. Like, excuse me? Of course, I was scared. Now, don't get me wrong. So what I'm saying is don't let the glamour so much excite you that you forget about your own future. Don't let the glamour excite you so much that you forget about your future. And I approve that message. Jamie's Journal approves that message. Don't let the glamour, the things that you see on TV. Because I'm telling you, I've seen the bright side. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm like, wow, that dude is awesome. And the next thing you know, it's like, okay, is there a special light that's supposed to come out? Wait, wait, it's supposed to, special clown or lighter or something. I mean, really, really, seriously, like, wait, maybe it's under the table or something. You're like, wait, what happened to your light? What happened to that light you had up there on the platform? wait, you gotta get back up there. But don't take the glamour for just That's why I hardly turn on the TV. Do you know how many times I turn on the TV? The only time I really turn on the TV is if I need a break, which is SpongeBob. Honestly, that's the only time I turn it on. Other than that, I am writing, I am reading, I am focusing on what I need to do. So how many times do you turn on TV? How many times do you say, ooh, let me see Rachel Ray, ooh, let me see what's on the news, ooh, how many times? Bobby Christina, really? How many times? I barely turn on TV. I look at it like, look at that TV. Woo, that's nice. I don't turn on. I'm looking at it now. So what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is this book will really help you and whoever is going through. I was thinking about writing a book for the youth, actually, about going through abuse. Stepping back into my youth life and writing a book, which will be probably coming out if I did anything about it next year. Because it's a scary thing. And I didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when it's going to happen. It just happens. I don't know when it takes place. It just takes place. I'm telling you now. So get yourself ready. Get yourself prepared. Understand that this thing is not an easy thing to understand, but it's something that you gotta realize. It's something that you gotta realize. So it's up to you. You know, you have that choice. I'm giving you a call to action. I'm letting you know. I'm free book. Just email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, JAIMES journal. Go out there, share. Tell everybody. Jamie just talked about Bill Cosby today on her show. Let everyone know. Tell everybody. I'm giving out free books. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for you to read this book on mompreneurs. It's awesome. So get yourself ready. Get yourself prepared. Get your money together. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. Just some phenomenal people are coming, and I can't wait. But I want you to actually stay tuned for March and April as well. We will be going. I'm trying to decide what I want to do. Maybe you can go onto my fan page and let me know what you think. Jamie's Journal on Facebook. Look it up, Jamie's Journal. I have a Jamie's Journal show group, and I have a Jamie's Journal on Facebook. Ashley's J Journal. Look up J Journal, and you'll see my fan page. Me and Dr. Arlene Spann. I was just thinking about March and April. I was going to do Battlefield of the Mind next month. I was going to go through the book, but we don't have that much time on here to go through in a half an hour, like 10, 20 pages. So I might just do the devotional in April. But in March, I want to get back into the Word. I love the Word, ladies and gentlemen. And we always need to understand more about wisdom. Oh, my goodness. I cannot hear another person talk about wisdom. Oh, my God. I'm like, fired up right now. I'm about to jump on my own bed. I looked at a couple of things. And I don't know who is a Juanita Bynum fan out there. I don't know who is out there that loves Juanita Bynum. I'm like one of her biggest, 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 did I say biggest? Biggest people. And I've been watching her for years, and I looked her up on YouTube this morning, and I mean, my goodness, I need to. If you have not studied her, study her. Just study her. I have not met a most powerful praying woman in my life. Do you hear me? I have not met a most powerful woman in my life. And I still have time to find out who or where. Okay, I've been to churches, I've seen churches, I've been on webinars, I look at Paula White when I can, I look at Minnie Hinn, I look at all, you know, I don't really like some, well, I like males, you know, I look at Bishop McClendon and all, Mark Sharon, awesome guy. And, oh my goodness, just the way she prays and talks. I remember being in her conferences. I mean, it was just so powerful. So you got to understand where I'm coming from when I talk about five times being abused. And in between all this, I did. I went to one of my conferences. She was in Philly a couple of years ago. I mean, when she was with Bishop Weeks. Oh, my God. I mean, I was in the front. I was almost on the floor. I mean, just laid up on the floor. Just, whew, Lord Jesus. Okay, but I got to go. I'm about to hit another round right now. Again, let me remind you of something. In May, Mompreneurs is coming up. I feel it coming. Holy Ghost, let me go there. Number two, I want you just to remember. Oh my goodness. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. You can tell me. You can even inbox me on Facebook. How convenient is that? Just inbox me and say, hey, Jamie, I heard you on the show, and I'd like to be a part. I'd like to come on and share my story, share my opportunity that I have, share my business or whatever you have. Because I know everybody today has a business or has a certain thing. So you are more than welcome to come on. Of course, it'll be a little investment at this time, but you can come on and share. So go out there today and share your love, share your laugh, share your hunger and your passion. And that's one thing I love about my show. I share to you a lot, my heart to heart stories, because this is something that people need to understand. Everybody can't get onto a radio show and talk about the things that they've gone through. Let me say that again. Everybody can't get onto a live radio show and talk about their abuse. They just can't. I don't know why they just can't. But I am out of time, so go out there today. Impact somebody. Smile at somebody. My Lord, pray for somebody. Somebody needs your prayers today. Share this with 10 people. And I guarantee that Dr. Arlene Spann will be back with us on Wednesday and Friday. We only have two more days, ladies and gentlemen, until this party is over. This is a party. But this is a heart-to-heart party today. I wanted to share my thoughts about Bill Cosby and this abuse thing because it's not hitting me 100%. It's not hitting me 100%, really. Really, really, really. Because if it was, I wouldn't be talking about it right now. So I need you to understand that I'm here for a reason, for a purpose. But back then I was like, okay, let me just get a knife. Woo, Lord have mercy. So I want to say God bless you. Go out there and enjoy your Monday. I will see you back here on Wednesday and Friday on Jamie's Journal at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.